Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Once you bring your adorable little newborn home and you're settling into this routine, you know, keeping them warm and nourished is certainly top, but also their skin. It's so delicate and it's so soft, and you want to make sure to keep it really, really from getting those dry spots, those uncomfortable, itchy spots. My guest is Dr. Lisa Asta. She's board certified by the American Board of Pediatrics and is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Asta. So, baby skin, it's just so wonderful. We all dream of having it ourselves. How do we keep our baby's skin just the way that it is?
I think the most important thing about baby skin is to remember that it is lovely and natural the way that it is, and to try to avoid changing it too much. Certainly after the babies are born, they get their first bath, and that cleans them up. And after that, the goal is to keep those natural moisturizers, you know, in and on the skin, and it doesn't require a lot of products to do that. So a lot of the times it's just let it be. Less is certainly more.
Now, what about baths? Because they tend to be drying, and I know little babies don't actually, we wanted to give our babies baths every day, but, you know, our doctor said you don't really need to.
Little babies don't get into the same kind of messiness that the older babies do, and I love the one British expression for it, which is taking care of the top and the tail. So cleaning up around the mouth where, you know, the business ends of the babies where baby eats and, you know, milk will drip and drool in the neck area is certainly important, as is the diaper area. But twice weekly, you know, certainly every other day is plenty. Newborns are not big fans of being naked. Now, your older baby enjoys that a whole lot more. So, you know, until the umbilical cord is off the newborn, the bathing cannot be a submersion bath. And if your baby boy has been circumcised, your doctor will have special recommendations about bathing regarding that procedure also. So really, you know, very, very infrequently when they're first born.
And when I asked my pediatrician when I had my first child, you know, about the lotions and things for even around the tuchus area, but just on their legs and anything, if they seem dry, I think I asked her about some baby lotion and she said, well, it's pink, you know, and that was all she had to say about it. She's like, it smells okay. I mean, so how do you know that if you do find dry skin on the baby, especially if you're in a winter climate, what lotions do you want to use? What are safe ones?
Well, the first thing, again, goes back to the bathing. So don't overbathe, because if the baby has inherited dry skin, and dry skin, we're coming to understand, has a genetic basis and that it is the way that it is. Dry skin is not a problem. Dry itchy skin is a problem. And keeping, you know, children comfortable and not scratching is certainly important as they get older. So, you know, not removing all those natural oils by using, you know, harsh things to wash. And everybody assumes that they're using something gentle because it's labeled for babies. But baby wash should be, anything to cleanse the baby should be very gentle. It shouldn't have any detergents in it, which means it's something that doesn't bubble. And we all get very excited about foam and bubble bath and things like that. But those aren't appropriate.
So the soap should not bubble?
It should not bubble. It should not bubble. The dermatologists recommend a non-sudsing, gentle wash for the baby. The bubbles are pretty much for us. I mean, they're
a plaything.
That's good
to know, though. That's a really good tip. So that the soaps that you use to rinse your baby should not bubble. They should have no detergents. Look on the labels. They should be very, very, you know, good for sensitive baby skin. What about lotions? Do you have one that you like?
The lotions that get recommended, I mean, the most moisturizing are going to be that lock in the moisture will be the greasier things, the oils. You know, people will traditionally use coconut oil, mineral oil, petrolatum brands, you know,
Aquaphor,
Vaseline,
something.
Mm-hmm. Aquaphor, Cetaphil, Eucerin. There's lots of creams out there, you know, with doctors washing their hands a lot. You know, I feel like I'm quite the connoisseur of dry skin.
Well, Cetaphil is a good one, and it's not quite as greasy as using Aquaphor, which is really the best one. Now, eczema, especially in the dry winter months, we start to maybe see that on baby's skin, maybe on their knuckles or on their shoulder tops or various places, even on their cheeks sometimes. So is it safe to use that?
Eczema tends to be more in the flexors, so it's inside the elbows, it's behind the knees, it's behind the ears. You can have what's called nummular eczema, which are these little round dry patches in the places you were describing. And the hands, yes, because babies suck on their fingers a lot, will oftentimes get dry. And eczema is separate from, you know, there's mild dry skin, which is not problematic, and eczema is certainly a more significant, usually, you know, familial, it runs in families, you know, very dry skin that is worse in, you know, cold climates. So keep the child moisturized.
And now what about rashes? Because Dr. Asta, I'm telling you, kids get all kinds of rashes and they're always scary. But simple diaper rash, you know, it's going to happen. Kids are going to get it some point.
Correct.
And if they do, not to freak out, maybe it makes baby uncomfortable. But what do you do about all these rashes?
Most babies, if you're using something gentle to clean them, and in a newborn, because they're pooping so amazingly often, even wipes that are labeled as gentle can sometimes be too much. We don't use wipes in hospitals. We'll use just cloth, specific cloths that just get wetted with water. And a warm water on a washcloth is perfectly, you know, adequate for cleaning babies, and they can be washed. You can use a product, you know, a wipe that doesn't have any ingredients in it if your child tends to have very delicate skin. It's heat and wetness in the diaper area that causes the rash, and if there starts to be rash, you know, then using a barrier cream, either a Vaseline, an Aquaphor, and oftentimes the zinc diaper creams, with the more zinc the better, are, you know, an excellent thing to use in between diaper changes, because you want to keep that heat, the wetness, and the stool and the urine from contacting the skin. So these creams are used as a barrier.
Well, and they sure work, because then you can't get them off your hands after putting them on baby's little delicate skin. And
I often explain to people that it's kind of like frosting a cake, and if a diaper rash is really terrible, you want to keep lots of it on and not go down to raw skin every time. And, you know, do that in the bath, you know, once or twice a day.
Oh, poor little things. Now, what about cradle cap? When it's their head, you know, you tend to worry more about it, or be a little bit, they're very delicate skin up there. So what do you do if they're getting these little dry, flaky patches up there?
Cradle cap comes from sebum, which is naturally secreted by the hair follicles drying, and it sort of looks greasy or it's dry and flaky. It's normal for children to go through a patch of that, and they tend to outgrow it. It can tend to be more significant with kids who have very super dry skin and eczema. It's best to use sort of a gentle shampoo, and you can sort of gently scrub the scalp. You can sometimes use something like a soft toothbrush. Sometimes the little brush that they wash the babies and comb their hair at the hospital, if you got to take that home, is an excellent thing to use. And then you can put oil in the scalp, like baby oil, and let that sit for a few hours, and then again go through the little plaques and to get them off. Cradle cap is really a cosmetic issue more than anything else, so it's not going to cause harm. People just don't care for the aesthetics of it.
Well, wrap it up for us, Dr. Asta. And little babies, such delicate skin, and if it's dry, we're making them pretty oily little guys. So kind of wrap up infant skincare and your very best advice.
I think that if you follow a moisturizing bath regimen and use, you know, very mild products, and you have the baby in the bath for some time, use something very minimal, rinse with clear water, get the baby out. If the baby tends to be dry, put a moisturizing product on that works. Bundle up, don't overheat, because sweaty babies get more dry skin and itchiness. And, you know, just realize that lovely skin will go through some ups and downs as it interacts with the world. It's the biggest organ in our body, our skin.
It certainly is, and baby skin is certainly one of the most wonderful things about babies, just to feel how soft it is, and you see the difference as you grow older in your skin. It really does change, so really take care of that baby skin, because it's so nice to touch. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Healthy Children is the show. Stay well.